So there's a classroom of second graders, and the teacher has been teaching all week in science about magnets and how they work with one another, and how they, you know, the positive and negatives and all that kind of stuff. And so it's Friday, and she decides she's going to give the kids a written exam. And so she gives the second graders the test, and on the test it says, I am six letters long, it starts with an M, and I pick things up. What is my name? And 50% of them responded, Mother. It's what moms do. They pick things up. They pick up socks and toys and shoes and broken hearts. They pick up the slack where others seem to drop the ball. When God was wanting to show a part of his character, this nurturing side, this affectionate side, this caring side, God decided he's going to create moms to demonstrate that part of God's character through. And for our moms this morning, we thank God for you. It's interesting, it was 110 years ago, a woman by the name of Anna Jarvis, 110 years ago to this day, as a matter of fact, May 10th, 1905, Anna Jarvis sat at the bedside of her mom as her mom, her hero, her confidant, her friend, her mentor, slipped off into eternity. And from that day forward, every May 10th, she would have a moment of pause to give honor to not only her mom, but to all the moms in her community. It began to spread like wildfire. Everybody wanted to be a part of celebrating moms on this May 10th anniversary. And all throughout West Virginia, it started to pick up steam. And finally, 8 years later, the U.S. House of Representatives made it official that beginning on May 10th, 1913, the second Sunday would be designated officially as Mother's Day, a time to give honor to whom honor certainly is due. And so for our moms that are here this morning, we appreciate you. We love you. We don't want your job. We know it is endless, sometimes thankless, and certainly broad in this truest sense of the word. And then it's also the time to reflect on moms, to give honor to them. And it's also as those who have been on the receiving end and being able to be a mom, I can only imagine what a blessing and an honor that is as well. And so to our moms this morning, happy Mother's Day. We truly, truly appreciate you. God bless you. After service, we have, in addition to our bagels and coffee, we have muffins and fruit salads for our moms. Everybody say, for our moms. For our moms. Holy kids said, for our moms. Last time, the kids wiped it out. And so let's make sure moms get first dibs on that. And they'll probably end up giving it away anyway. But God bless you. We just want to honor you this morning. What a tremendous privilege that we had this past week. And when I say we, I mean Integrity Christian Fellowship, all of Integrity Christian Fellowship. As the team of us 11 left early, 9 days earlier, to head out to Mexico, not knowing exactly what was going to be awaiting us, boy, did we get the welcome of a lifetime as that van pulled up. And the children ran alongside the van, and just, you could tell they were just waiting for our arrival. And what a privilege it was for us to be able to come and be an extension of Integrity Christian Fellowship, to be an extension of God's heart for them. What a precious group of young children who just crave the affection and love and embrace of God's people. And it was such a wonderful, wonderful thing. I wondered this morning, if you're here and you had prayed for our team, if you're here and you had given in some way to our team. Our children who were giving in their offering at Children's Church, if you gave in that offering that went towards Mexico, if you were a part of that beautiful team of people who sewed pillowcases, if you were a part in any way of this Mexico trip, would you stand this morning? You gave, you prayed, you went, you sent. We just want to honor you. You know, God bless you. God bless you. You can be seated. That's what it's all about. When I say the church went. And we recognized and sensed the very able prayers of this fellowship as we went. And it gave us great confidence and assurance of knowing that God would show up. And surely he did. Well, and because there were so many folks involved in this, we decided we wanted to take a moment of pause in our Sunday morning celebration to really consider what God has done. I think sometimes we can just trek through experience after experience and not really kind of take a pause and reflect. And so we thought, you know, well, let's take a moment of pause on Sunday and let's just look and see what the Lord has done. And so we've had, in the last service, we had a few folks from our team come up and give a testimony. And then in the second service this morning, we're going to have some others do the same. But before we do that, Pastor Tom put an incredible video. Pastor, will you come? What a great, just a little bit of an appetizer of what, yeah. This man was in his zone this past week. It was such a privilege to serve alongside.
Thanks. Good. Yeah, everybody was certainly in their zones. And again, what an incredible time we had. I would just so highly recommend it to anybody who just might feel the slightest tug on your heart just to ask God to keep confirming that as something that you would consider to do. I know you'd be blessed. As I've been going through the scriptures here and there, I noticed a very powerful statement in Ephesians 3:14. It says, "For this reason," speaking of Jesus uniting us with him as a family, it says, "I, Paul, bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and earth is named." And I just thought about that. It's like, what a powerful, powerful statement to make, that we are united as a family because of God, our Father. And to go across into Mexico, into a different country, speaking a different language, they worship God in the same way that we do here. And we are united with them because of that. And I'll tell you, these kids worship with all their heart. They had such a passion for God, and that really inspired me. And I'm praying that some of the fire that they had over there would spread even more over here, and that we would just see God for who he is and just worship him even with more passion, give more of our lives to him. And again, what a wonderful trip that we had. I'm going to show you a little bit of a lot of the things that we did. And one thing that didn't make the video that I just wanted to share was, you know how you have those chocolate fountains? You know, you put all different things in, strawberries and pretzels and stuff. Well, they had one there, and it wasn't chocolate because it was kind of more of a red look. So I'm thinking, okay, it's a strawberry fountain. Cool. Thankfully, I didn't try it because it turns out it was a hot sauce fountain. Only in Mexico, right? Hot sauce fountain. You can't go wrong. They put hot sauce on everything. It's amazing. But it was actually a lot of fun, too. And I have to say, nobody got sick, which was a really awesome blessing of God to keep us strong the whole time. That's for sure. But check out this video, and you'll see a little bit of what we enjoyed.
What a wonderful time away. What a great team that God put together to go and represent the body here. We laughed a lot. We sweat a lot. We worked hard. We had a couple of tacos. They had tacos around the clock. I don't want to see another taco. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. There was tacos for 9 days. I was so carved up. It was unbelievable. And yeah, Pastor Tom, you're right. They put hot sauce in their hot sauce. The kids were taking powdered, like a hot powder, and they were putting hot sauce in the hot powder and making a paste and eating potato chips with it. I was very impressed. They were just, they needed to shave by the time they were done. It was incredible. But what an incredible time. I'm going to ask at this time, unfortunately, I know Mary O'Malley had to work today. That's a bummer. But if the rest of our team, if you're here, can you come forward just so everybody can kind of see again who headed on out? You know, Scott and Carol and Pastor Tom and Lorraine, Pastor Quan, Charlene, Diane. Where's Dom? There's Dom. Julian, please come. Julian, God bless Julian, because if we didn't have someone who can interpret for us, woo, that would have been a... What a great time we had together, and a lot of stories. 9 days in a lifetime of memories, and we look forward to seeing how the Lord would create more opportunities for us to continue to serve and bless the people there. But you don't want to only hear from me. I'm going to ask if we had several of our folks this morning had shared. Those who did, you can sit down because I know how much you love standing up in front of everybody. but if you're going to be sharing, I'm going to ask if Scott and Carol and Pastor Ilquan and Lorraine and Charlene would remain. And
I just want to give a quick testimony for Mary O'Malley. You may think she's a kind of a mellow lady.
Oh, my goodness,
like
you're right. Yeah.
She was incredible on this trip.
Yeah.
She just, anything that's like a challenge or to do anything, Mary was like the first one to volunteer and to do it, and she was just such a joy to be with. So we miss you, Mary, today.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, we needed a translator throughout the whole trip, but I found that the one thing that didn't need translating was everybody's heart. And I have to say, a couple of times I would go into the dining room / chapel, and I'd stand there, and I'd be scared. I'm like, and I'd literally stand there and say, Lord, I don't know what to do. All these people speak Spanish, and I felt very inadequate. And all of a sudden, I would just get pulled right in, and oh, gosh, I just had a wonderful time. And then you saw a lot of pictures, okay? And I think all of us have some pictures that we took in our mind that are going to stay with us forever. And a couple of them that I have was crawling around on the ground with Christian with an R, shooting marbles, and doing my version of a high cinco, okay? And the laughs that we had. And then there was Haral at the bonfire. He just worshiping with his hand over his heart, swaying to the guitar, and Pastor Tom playing the chairs and everything. And then another one was, who was the other one? There was Latuga at the pool and, you know, just playing. But the one that kind of was confusing to me, that was one of our questions at night, was Jonathan. Okay, Jonathan, I considered the prayer warrior. Oh my gosh, this kid could pray. All right, and you know, when I was thinking about what I was going to say today, it was kind of like God showed me that when I was feeling the confusion, you know, going in and feeling underwhelmed, it was Jonathan that always came and took my hand and pulled me in. And I was like thinking about it, and I was like, God, you put me on his heart. This prayer warrior, this little boy, and he pulled me in. And the kind of the confirmation was the last night we were sitting, I was just sitting there, and all of a sudden I feel these arms wrap around my neck, and in perfect English, I hear whispered in my ear, I love you. And I didn't know who it was. I couldn't see. And it just kind of blew me away because, you know, all I had heard really was Spanish from these kids. And I turned around, and it was Jonathan. And like I said yesterday when I was thinking about it, that that hug, I don't think it was just from Jonathan. I think God gave me a hug, too. And he just used that prayer warrior to, you know, to communicate to me. So you get intimidated, but, oh, gosh, just go. It was awesome. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. When I thought about what impacted me most, first, I want to start with, I didn't think I was going. I remember when Carol and my husband encouraged me when Susan was here to go into the meeting. And I was like, ugh. So I went into the meeting, and I ate sandwiches which what I thought were under false pretenses. I was like, oh, really, I shouldn't be eating these. But God opened doors, and I went. And when you ask me what was the overall impact, I think of the scripture verse that says, let us not love in word and talk, but in deed and truth. And that is what happened this week. There was love everywhere. Oh, when we got there, the boys greeted us with such love, and the love they showed to us, to each other, it was beautiful. It made it so easy to love them. They made it very easy. The love that the team showed for one another, by supporting one another, by letting things go and just loving, the devotions people brought forth, the prayers that we said for one another, it was just full of love and God's grace. And then last but really not least was watching the people who work there day after day come beside these boys so that they can have better lives. They know the love of Jesus and the love of Christ. You know, I didn't have the same thought about missions work when I went as I do now. You know, I think I had a friend that was a teacher at my school that wanted to come beside and help the boys with books and stuff until he found out we were Christian. And then he didn't want to help anymore. And he was not mean about it, but he doesn't support anything Christian. So he's a good humanitarian. And as good humanitarians, they come in, they help, they fix a house, they donate something, they'll even go across the world for a time and come back. But a missionary that's called by God, like Dan and those dorm parents, they're the ones who go in and live with the people that are in their trials. That they are the ones who walk beside them. I have another teacher friend that goes all over on humanitarian efforts, and she says it's always the Christian that comes greets me because they're the ones that are there. They have learned to live like Christ and not count the things of this world as important, but to live a life that is always on mission. So I came back thinking, I don't want to be a humanitarian. I don't want to just do good things, you know, and come out. I want to walk beside and give my life as someone that is willing to walk with the broken and to walk with just others so that we can all know Christ's love. Thank you.
I miss them so much. In the morning, April 28th, Pastor Tony texted me at LaGuardia Airport. We're here. Where are you? ICF mission team, 11 people, got on the airplane to the flight for the Mexico past gate C-11. We touched the Houston International Airport to Monterrey Airport. There are many mountains in Monterrey, much clouds in the sky, and the air of Monterrey is a little damped. We drove an hour to go at the Rancho del Rey in San Diego. Rancho del Rey is surrounded by tall mountains. There are 25 children who were waiting for ICF mission team. At night, it is a little cold with the wind blowing from the mountains. At noon, the sun drenched. It was familiar to summer of New York City. We stayed there for the 9 days. During our stay, we are bitten by insects. Special Pastor Tony. I was bitten 21 times. It's still itchy. Yeah. We made and ate the food, played the soccer, sang many songs, worshiped the Lord, and played to God with the children. We painted the houses of children and well done the roof job. Our face got very sweet. Things we did were very common, not special. But I believe that we did very, very special things because we touched them with love. It was special in the world, like Heavenly Father loves us. So he sent Jesus Christ to us, for us. Our love are the heart of Jesus Christ for 25 children. Other special lesson of ICF mission, we love Jesus Christ through 25 children in Rancho del Rey, Mexico. Matthew 25:31-46. At the final judgment, Jesus Christ, who the King of Kings, will say to us on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." We obeyed Jesus' word altogether. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Pastor Ilkwan. This week, we were able to listen to when Jesus said to his disciples, "I only can do the will of my Father." And when we did that, we took all you with us, and we did the will of God and completed that. By finishing a roof, yes. By painting walls, yes. But encouraging the hearts and minds of the staff at El Rancho and also for the children. There are some beautiful women in Mexico. It's Lorraine and Charlene and Diane and Mary. And they and they loved and they hugged. And the men just like wrestled and tossed up in the air and, like Pastor said before, they had to conquer Mount Dominic. And I can tell you this, you will never have a dull day if you seek to do the will of the Father. It is the best way to lead a life. It is not a waste of your time. And this week, when we were all, and I say all of us in Mexico, you saw the pictures of our prayer tunnel. And what happened that night were the pillowcases were stacked, and Brother Dan Mahler called out each boy by name. And I think they were a little surprised that they were all in the stack. And then our team formed a prayer tunnel, and the boys would receive their pillowcase, and then they went through and were prayed over. And if you've not been prayed for by Pastor Ilkwan, really ask him to pray for you. That man knows how to pray. But we all prayed. But if you can imagine in the heavenlies, as we stood in that on the sides of that prayer line, you all stood behind us with your hands on our shoulders as we prayed for the boys. And it was the most beautiful experience to see each boy preciously holding his pillowcase and waiting for prayer. And I believe we accomplished the will of the Father. And I think Jesus is pleased. And we had a wonderful time. Please come with us next time.
One of the highlights of the trip for me was to get to know Pastor Tom a little better. What that means is our plane is coming in for a landing, okay, into New York. The turbulence is crazy. The plane, the full-size plane, is bouncing all over the place. Tom says to me, why don't you unbuckle your seatbelt, go up to the cabin door, bang on the door, and tell the guy, hey, we're rooting for you out here. I said, well, I'll get arrested. He said, yeah, but it'll be so funny. In Isaiah 42, the prophet writes, I am the Lord, and I have called you in righteousness. I will take you by the hand, and I will keep you. And I know, without a shadow of a doubt, God selected every one of the people on this team. I've been honored to walk alongside and learn about all these different people, and to have them learn about me, and have them learn about my deficits and my inabilities and incapabilities, and how now to pray for Carol effectually. You know, the prophet continues. He says, I will give you the covenant for the people, a light for the nations to open the eyes that are blind, to bring the prisoners out of the dungeon, from the prisons those who sit in darkness. And the love of God that surpasses knowledge is really what was on display, as you saw time and time again in the pictures, as we were privileged again to be representatives of Integrity Christian Fellowship. And they send their greetings. Dan Mahler sends his greeting repeatedly to the fellowship, you know, loving the fellowship for all the generosity and all the ways that we as a fellowship reached into their worlds. This has been a trip of the lifetime to this point. I can't wait for the next trip of a lifetime, the next point. Pastor Tony.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things we're going to continue to unpack mentally and emotionally and spiritually these next number of weeks. It was really neat. I spoke to one of the little boys, Carlos, and we were sitting at lunch, and I said, Carlos, who and I pointed to all the children. I said, who are your amigos? Who are your real friends here? And so he looked around, and he said, no, none, no amigos. We are all hermanos. We're brothers. And then he pointed at Dan and Susan, the director, and one of the workers there, and he said, and that's my papa, and that's my mama. We're hermanos. And they just created such an incredible community that was there. And it was so wonderful to walk in and to be accepted into their community, to be loved on by them. We went with a desire to be a blessing to them. And I think I can speak for every one of us and say we walked out of there going, they really blessed our socks off. And they have truly stamped our hearts with their love. And we look forward to seeing how God will continue to give us opportunity to be a blessing and come alongside them. We have a quick little video from Dan Mahler. He's the director there. His parents had started this mission 60 years ago. His mom has since gone home to be with the Lord, and his dad is very sickly at this time. And so Dan has been running this. And what a true servant of God, and what a privilege to get to know him. But this is Dan.
Guys, this is Daniel Mahler from El Rancho Del Rey, just coming from feeding Hank Mahler and on my way to the kitchen because the bell just rang, and I'm sure all the kids are there right now. So we'd like to just give you a quick greeting and tell you how much we miss you guys from Integrity and greet the people that didn't come and invite them. You have an open invitation to come see us and visit us soon. These words say, bienvenido. That means welcome. And we welcome you today, and we welcome you any day, because our casa is your casa. So we're walking into the kitchen right now. And in the kitchen, as we enter, is Alex, who is serving lunch today, believe it or not. And Wichi, and Javi, and the boys of Rancho Del Rey, who say, hola. And they want to greet you and thank you. But right now they're too busy. They're having lunch. So So, ¿les gustaría que los hermanos que vinieron vuelvan a venir? That means yes. I asked them if they would like you to come back, and they said yes. So you have to come back again. They want you to come. This is a dining room and chapel area, as you can see. And back here, you're going to find some of the dorms. And beyond that, over there, I'm sure you've seen some of these pictures, you'll see and find the beautiful work that your team has accomplished in putting up that roof for the new office space for our therapist, our social worker, and a place where the parents of our kids will find refuge through counsel and prayer. There's still a lot of work to be done on it, but the roof is on. Praise the Lord. Thanks to you, to your prayers and your generosity. Thank you so much, guys. We just wanted to surprise you guys at Integrity today with this little video, letting you know that we are thinking of you, that you're in our hearts and you're part of our family now, not only through letter or words, but through doing. And we thank you for being faithful unto the Lord. We love you, and we send you our love. Hope to see you soon. Okay? God bless. Bye-bye.
What a wonderful experience. We had gotten home, and when we arrived home, we received an email from Dan asking for prayer. Two of the boys had run away, and they've since been found and are where they need to be. But the concern certainly entered my mind that perhaps Scott and Carol brought them home. It did cross my mind, but it wasn't a time for a joke. But they're home safe and sound. So, I think we left a little bit of ourselves there. Little Rafa that was there, Raphael, which is close to my son Gabriel's age, is very interesting. One of the things that me and Gabriel always do is Gabby and I always kick his butt in what? Thumb wars, right? Well, I'm always decking him in that. And so as soon as we got there, the first thing Rafa came and did was he comes up and he throws the gauntlet. Like, you know what, I know you're cute, but I'm going to wreck you, you know? And so he just had me at hello. He really did. We can go on with story after story. We just were so blessed and so blown away and truly privileged to be there. And we thank you because in the truest sense of the word, you were there, you sent us. And we look forward to seeing how God would continue to foster that relationship and provide opportunity for ministry. To our youth group, I want to thank you especially because of your generosity and your desire to come alongside this team in releasing, it was about $3,500 from their fundraiser for their summer trip towards this trip. It's what enabled the roof to get on. And so I know God will bless back to them as only He can. And we're going to have an opportunity to do that in a couple of weeks, be a part of that blessing as we have our family fundraiser. We'll have comedian Andrew Bontempo will be there. So it'll be a great night. But God is good. God is better to us than we deserve. Amen. What a blessing. Let's stand together as our worship team comes, and let's just have a moment of prayer together. Father, what a joy it is and a privilege it is to be a representative of Jesus Christ and to have been able to be a representative of this blessed congregation. Father, we thank you for the ministry of El Rancho Del Rey. And we pray, Lord, your continued hand of blessing upon them. We pray, Lord, your continued provision for them. Lord, we pray for great grace for them, Lord God. We pray specifically for Dan as he leads the charge there, Lord. And with all of the things that are on his plate, Father, I pray that, Lord, you administer to him, Lord, that you keep him fresh and full of the Spirit of God. That, Lord, he'd know when to pull away from the busyness and to get alone with you so that he can get charged up and just released back into the ministry, Father, as he cares for his dad and oversees the workers and the children. Father, his weight is great. Lord, we pray that you would be his great burden bearer and that, Lord, you would that your blessing would be all over that ministry. Lord, thanks for the team and for this church. Lord, I'm so proud of this congregation. Lord, I just pray your blessing back to them in the mighty, powerful name of Jesus. Amen and amen.